ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Over the past few years, the film industry in Milwaukee has grown tremendously. Independent producers and production houses have sprung up throughout the area. In fact, there are more people employed in the film industry here today than are working in the business that made Milwaukee famous in the first place, beer. A key factor in the film industry's rapid growth is UWM, which has one of the top film programs not just in the country, but in the world. On this edition of UWM Today, our focus is on film. Joining us in the studio is Scott Emmons, Dean of the Peck School of the Arts, and Jesse McLean, Associate Professor and Director of the Film Graduate Program at the University. Welcome to both of you. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's great to be here again.
Yes, thank you.
Jesse is new to the program, but Scott is a regular visitor, I should say, listeners to our program will recognize Scott. We bring him on a couple of times a year to talk about all of the amazing performances, and there are hundreds of them that take place in the Peck School of the Arts. And we're going to get to more of that preview of the calendar in just a bit. But today we really did want to kick off the program by focusing on film. It's an important part of what the Peck School offers here in Milwaukee, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, film is a program that we're really, really proud of at UW-Milwaukee. It's one of the institution's fastest growing programs. We have, I think it's 516 students studying film production at UWM right now. And we're very proud of the work they do and the connection to the community. In fact, just in this last fall at the Milwaukee Film Festival, a huge percentage of the Cream City Cinema programming was done by alumni of UWM and faculty and students. In fact, we had one of the award winners as one of our film faculty members. Ben Balcom was the Cream City Award winner at the film festival this year. So they do great work, and we're really proud. The film program has been many, many times ranked in the top 25, as you said, in the world. So that's something we're proud, and we really have to work hard to keep that standing.
And we should actually offer up some citations here. Variety Magazine, the Bible of showbiz, Hollywood Reporter, and other organizations that rank film programs, as well as other artistic programs in the country, consistently, as you say, have put Milwaukee on the map, more specifically UWM on the map because they're on that list. How did that happen? How did film take off here in Milwaukee and become the behemoth that it is today compared to, I don't know, 20 or 25 years ago?
Well, film is, you know, one of the newest of all of the art kind of disciplines. And people were kind of dabbling in film. People who were in art and design, people who were in other areas were just kind of practicing with skills, with moving image. And, you know, we've only had moving image film for, you know, what is it, 100 years, I suppose, a little over 100 years now. But the film program actually started as part of the art and design program. And then in the 70s, it became its own self-standing program. And it's just exploded as the film industry has exploded.
In the last couple of years, there's been, as you note, a huge increase. I saw, what, almost 100 more students today than 2 years ago?
Right. 100 students more in the last 2 years. So, and a lot of these students are hearing about the program from all over the country. So our film program has one of the highest percentages of people coming from out of state compared to any of the programs at UWM. So it's got a lot of reputation behind it.
And of course, we love it when people come here from other parts of the country because we hope they stay here, right? And apparently some have because, again, the film industry has continued to grow. Jesse, I want to bring you into the conversation. So you lead the graduate program in film. You're an instructor. You are one of the people who's responsible for helping make these students into filmmakers. How do you make a filmmaker these days?
Well, that is something that we're always trying to figure out. But I can say that what I love about our program and what I think really makes it special is that we support and develop kinds of learning for students who are interested in different aspects of the film industry and of just filmmaking community. So, for example, we have students that come and want to study documentary or would identify as artists, animators, students who might want to work in the film industry, the commercial industry, maybe eventually go to Hollywood or maybe stay in Milwaukee. So we don't have one particular focus other than developing students' expressive voice, really trying to shape their creativity, making them more sensitive to the environment, to the community, while also providing instruction with technology. So, you know, the ideal student is someone that has something to say and has the means to say it. And that's, I think, at least my goal as an instructor is let's think about what you're making. We really value ideas. We value personal expression and creativity. But we also know this is a discipline heavily reliant on tools and technology that's shifting all the time. So we have to make sure that they have comfort with these technologies and tools, that they have the appropriate skills. But we're not a trade school, so it's not about, okay, now that you know how to use this camera, you're set. We want to make sure that they're thinking about the larger implications of the films that they're making. You know, who is their audience? Who do they want to affect? Who do they want to include? All of that is important to us. And curricularly, our students don't come in and just go into a particular kind of track. There are some film programs where you're on a directing track, you're on a cinematography track. Within our school, you do everything. So you learn about all these various roles on set, behind the scenes. And I think that that really shapes them into kind of fully well-rounded filmmakers and creative people.
How do we get recognized by as I mentioned earlier, some of the big trade magazines as having one of the best programs? Is it because of the product of the school, people that they've seen come to Milwaukee, come to UWM, and get a degree in film, or is it because of some other criteria that is used to universally judge a good program versus one not so good?
I have to admit that I'm not sure what the criteria for Hollywood Reporter or Variety is. I just don't know the metrics they're using. I know that our students go on to do amazing things, and I think that the reputation of our program is very well known. We've had so many students that go on to work in the film industry or become recognized filmmakers or start their own film festivals or become producers or screenwriters. Like, we just have so much outreach that sometimes stays in Milwaukee but has also reached out to, you know, cities known for film industry, Hollywood, Los Angeles, New York, across the world, and our graduate students too. I mean, they're internationally recognized artists. They go into academia and become professors or technologists. I mean, we really have impressive students, and they go off into the world, and I think they remember how great UWM was, and they talk about it.
Scott, Jesse talked about the opportunities that students at UWM have in film studies, or in the film program, I should say, to really get that sampling of all the different parts. That's pretty expensive to do, isn't it? Not just having one or two tracks, but offering all of the different avenues that one might walk down when learning how to create film.
Technology is so, so important in the film industry right now. And one of the things I'm most proud of is that, yes, we give the students the access to the technology, and that's expensive. We're always buying cameras, lighting equipment, editing equipment. But the most important part of the film program, in my opinion, is that we're teaching them those kind of trade skills, but we're also teaching them how to make art. And so a lot of what we're doing is teaching them skills that will be with them their entire career. Software for editing is going to change, but the idea of making art is something that needs to continue to grow. They need a solid foundation. So in film, storytelling is such an important part of that creative process. Our students are really savvy with the technology, don't get me wrong, but there's that next step that I think has really given us the reputation in across the country in film.
Jesse, how about the instructors? You know, somebody like you, how do you prepare to get a student ready or prepared for creating that next generation of films? Where do the faculty come from?
Well, I'm so impressed with our faculty. And just to give a quick example, Professor Emeritus Cecilia Condit just won the Established Artist Knoll Fellowship, really impressive award, and has been, you know, was just featured in the New York Times. And she's someone that retired only a few years ago, but had such a...
She was on this program.
She was a director of the graduate program, such an impact and such a vital artist. And I think that's something. Myself, the faculty, the teaching academic staff, we're all working artists and programmers. So we know what it's like. Some of us come from a commercial industry, such as myself, that later, you know, decided to work in more artistic fields and film festivals instead of on set. And I think our backgrounds are really well-rounded, and we really care, and we know what it's like to be an artist, to make work. So I think we can share that with our students, and even the practical stuff. We're also trying to keep up with the technology, you know, as it rapidly changes all the time. In our faculty, in our academic staff, and in our department, there are so many people with such a diverse backgrounds, where they came from, what they've brought, what kinds of projects that they've made and are continuing to make. So I think we offer lots of different opportunities for students who want to work in narrative forms, documentary, experimental, and not even just sort of those tight lists, but, you know, professional on-set experience to writing, to curating, to programming. I mean, there is so much experience in the department, and an really impressive experience.
And of course, these students have grown up watching film, right? Probably to a greater extent than any of the three of us, given the enormous number of channels that you can turn to find film today.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now, because our phones are so sophisticated, almost every kid thinks that they're a filmmaker. And maybe they are to some extent. But again, it's taking
those skills. My grandchildren think they are, by
Absolutely,
the way.
Absolutely, yeah. And isn't that fun? It's great fun. You know, that's important because that gives our young filmmakers, before they come to UWM, some experience in practicing and thinking about film. And then we can help them take their skills to a whole nother level. You know, one of the things I think is also really fun about our faculty and staff members is I've had the opportunity to see, for example, Jesse's films in film festivals. I was visiting my son in Santa Fe a couple of years ago, and I saw on the outside of a museum a film exhibition, and that was at the Native American Museum and by one of our staff members. So they're all over showing in festivals and exhibitions. They're a very active group of faculty and staff members.
Is a student who comes to UWM today to study film, are they different? Are they wired differently than perhaps you were when you or your fellow faculty were learning how to make film?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that we've had to adjust to a lot of different kinds of forms of media and filmmaking, you know, YouTube and webcasts and episodic, you know, a huge release, Stranger Things, watching it all at once, this kind of duration. Just there's so many more forms of media. So I've had to kind of, you know, I was a film nerd and a cinephile, and a lot of my students are interested in filmmaking. They're filmmakers, but they don't come from this same background. You know, they come from a new generation, new kinds of media that I'm having to meet. But they still benefit from learning about all sorts of media. And I think that that's actually one of the biggest strengths of our department, too, is our programming, what we do internally and what we do in the classroom, what we expose them to and what they see, because they don't learn that there's only one kind of way to make a film. They get exposed to so many kinds of forms. I mean, just to give an example, our undergrads are so interested in documentary, and that is just not typical. Usually undergraduates, you know, come to documentary later. But we have such a strong documentary presence from DocUWM to the classes we teach. And, you know, I work with senior students a lot, and many of them are making documentary films. As a young person, I think that's unusual. And I think it's so important that we do all this programming with visiting artists and what we show in the classroom, because of this exposure to new forms lets them see that there's not just one way to make a film, and it's not what they've seen on Netflix or in the theater, that there's other forms that exist, because they might discover that what they thought they wanted to do at 12 years old is very different when they're 20 and when they've actually made a film and slogged through, you know, the production of a film.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio, Scott Emmons, the Dean of the Peck School of the Arts, and Jesse McLean, an Associate Professor of Film, Video, and Animation, and Director of the Film Graduate Program, a program that has been ranked as one of the top film programs at universities around the world. Scott, as I listen to you and Jesse talk about film, obviously you're thrilled, excited about how high this program has been able to rise, but there's a lot more going on in the school besides film, and I know that you folks are going to have a very, very busy spring as we look at the next few months of the second or spring semester at UWM.
Yes, indeed. In fact, one of the things I want to make sure that everyone knows about and hopefully will come to visit is our Kenilworth Open Studios. And that annual event, I guess we've been doing that for around 10 years now, happens on April 18th. This is a family-friendly event where people can look behind the curtain, so to speak, of what's going on in our faculty, student, and staff artist studios at the Kenilworth Building.
And as you point out, it is open to everybody, and including kids, right?
Oh, yeah. There are children's activities in animation and usually in art and design. The opportunities are that you can experience and see how people are making films in their studios, how they're editing. You get to see how people are working in animation and some samples of the animation work. Our guitar performers are usually on various floors doing some samples of guitar performance. Art and design usually has some contemporary kinds of art making going on as well as more traditional. So it's a great sampler of everything that's going on in the Peck School.
And just a reminder to our listeners, Kenilworth is one of those great satellite facilities just a little bit south of the main campus on Milwaukee's east side at Kenilworth and Prospect. A wonderful building that has been converted into both graduate housing and for today's discussion, very importantly, a wonderful facility that expands the reach and the presence of the Peck School of the Arts. That's where all the programs, a lot of the programs are based.
Yes, it's where our graduate student work is done in studio art, and film has a good footprint there, and some of our performance areas as well. You know, that building, it just inspires creativity. You walk in the building, and it's a converted Ford Motor Company plant from back in the day when everything went from the top floor down an elevator and drove out the first floor at one point. So it's a fascinating building, and it's got a lot of history. And then it was a munitions factory for a while. And so it's just amazing to see the transformation of that space and to see the great work that goes on there.
Yeah, terrific. So in terms of Kenilworth Open House, again, that is on April 18th. So mark your calendars. Theater. Some great theater programs happening yet this spring.
Yeah, theater has had a wonderful season already so far. And this has been the year of women's empowerment and women's struggles, I think. In it's kind of a thematic thread that's gone along all of their productions. Last fall in December, there was a really interesting play called A Piece of My Heart, which was a story about women veterans in the Vietnam War. So the first act was what they were doing in Vietnam, and the second act was a story about what happened when they got home. It's a forgotten story. You know, we don't even know how many women were involved and died in combat in Vietnam. Those records just are not there. So that was a fascinating play. And now in our second semester, we're continuing on with a performance called Female Transport. And that runs from February 26th until March 1st. And that's a story of six British women who are convicted of petty crimes, and they're sentenced to the land down under, Australia. So this is an amazing story about their struggles, minor crimes, and ending up doing hard labor in a very distant land.
Not the kind of Australian vacation some of us dream about. As listeners know, I've interviewed you often, Scott, and I love it when we are doing operas. I love opera music. My wife isn't so happy about that choice, but I do. And there will be some music for opera buffs at the Peck School.
There are a couple of opportunities for opera at UWM, and we'll be doing opera and musical theater. We'll be doing Bonnie and Clyde in musical theater. We also have contemporary opera, where we'll be seven very short new operas will be staged by our opera program. And I think that'll be an exciting thing to go and see. Another highlight in the music department that, you know, sometimes I get asked by people, what is the date night possibility in the Peck School of the Arts? And one of those that I think should be on everyone's calendar is going to be the UWM Orchestra Concert, which will be April 3rd. Now, this is kind of interesting because this is going to be the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth.
And we're going to have a party.
We're going to have a party, yeah. And so our orchestra is going to be performing the Eroica Symphony. And just a fabulous, fabulous symphony. One that, you know, a lot of people have heard recordings of, but don't get to hear live very often. And so that'll be a great treat. And on that same concert, we'll be featuring Jennifer Klippert. And Jennifer is one of our flute faculty members. And she'll be performing a Mozart flute concerto. So that's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful evening for music listening.
My daughter, of course, is a music major, former major, now a music professor herself, teaches flute. I'm going to bring her home for that.
Absolutely. She'll have a great time.
She'll have to listen to that. That's great.
Yes, indeed.
And then dance. We have to talk about dance. You have such a fabulous program at the Peck School. What do you have on tap for this spring?
Well, we have a dance maker series that we have throughout the years and throughout the academic year. And one of the highlights of that series this year will be our spring dance performance, which will be April 16th through 19th. And this is going to be featuring the work of a couple of our faculty members and also a guest artist. San Francisco choreographer Joe Good has set a work on our students, and it's an NEA-funded project, and it has a social justice theme. And I think that's a theme that runs through the entire Peck School of the Arts as well. How can we, through art, connect with our community and make Milwaukee just a little bit better place? But I was able to see in August the initial putting together of this Joe Good performance. He did a residency with our students in August, and it's absolutely spectacular. Even after one intensive week, seeing the work was really, really exciting.
Wow, very, very neat. I want to bring Jesse back into the conversation because we do want to talk about some of the film offerings coming up. One of them is the Milwaukee Underground Film Festival.
Yes, yes.
That's coming up in May, right?
No, April, actually.
Oh, in April.
Yeah,
okay.
The dates are April 23rd through the 26th.
Tell us about the Underground Festival.
Yeah, this is so great. So it was started in 2002, and it's been running since, which is really impressive. And it's a class, actually, that's open to undergraduates and graduate students if they wanted to take it. Basically, the students learn how to put together a film festival in 3 months, which is crazy, from submissions to sequencing the program to the graphic design to hosting the jurors. The jurors this year are Simon Liu and Kristen Reeves, both really highly esteemed filmmakers coming in from New York and Ball State University, I believe. So that's going to be terrific. The jurors will both do a presentation of their work, and it's such a great learning opportunity for the students. And we have different faculty and teaching staff have helmed the class. It's been run for the past few years by Lori Felker, who's a member of our faculty, who brings a lot of experience working with film festivals and as a programmer.
What kind of films are we likely to see there?
So this is a festival that's dedicated to showcasing independent voices, artistic voices, the kinds of programs that can't find a home in, you know, the Cineplex because they're short form, because they're hybrid form. So it's really about highlighting artistic voices. And I can say that before I taught at UWM, this is a festival I applied to as a filmmaker. So its vitality in the community of artistic film is significant because there's not that many festivals that are available to showcase this kind of work. So it's a really important fest, and it's exciting that it's here, and it's exciting that it's been running for 18 years.
You know, Jesse's films are really great fun to see. And I would say, if I describe Jesse's films, I would say that they're experimental films and frequently feature kind of a collage version of filmmaking, if I can call it that. You can probably describe it differently. But it's just another kind of filmmaking that we have expertise in, and it's just really wonderful to have the opportunity to see that.
Jesse, you had said earlier that one of the things you try to get students to do is to learn how to tell a story, not just become mechanics of film, but tell a story. And as you mentioned that, I was thinking back to a recent interview with Martin Scorsese, who talked about how the film industry has changed, and he said he almost lamented the fact that today, in an era where you have such an array of technical tools that are available to you to do special effects that just will never end, he said, my fear is we're not telling stories like we used to. It sounds like you want to model, perhaps not the next Godfather 1 or Godfather 2, but you want students to really tell stories using this this medium.
Yes. I'm just sorry. That's funny to me just because his most recent film, The Irishman, is like totally special effects laden. But
he did the interview before the film came out.
Not flashy special effects, aging technology that's really impressive, actually. I mean, we're all interested in personal expression, expressive voice, seeing something different or seeing something that affects us, that we remember. One thing that's so exciting and valuable about the program is, I mean, I can just relate when I was a young person, I made a narrative short with actors. It was really kind of not great. I didn't enjoy the process. And afterwards, I felt completely lost. What do I do? This is what I thought I wanted to do, and I didn't really like it. And I had to seek out other forms of filmmaking and find them on my own. And these students don't have to do that. They've been exposed. They know that in their core. Okay, I finally got the funds to make this Hollywood-inspired film, my Scorsese film. And you know what? I didn't really like doing it. What, am I lost? Wait, I kind of remember this documentary I saw, or this experimental film. You know, it's all is not lost. There's other things I can do and still remain in this field.
Fabulous. Well, we've talked about a lot today. The Underground Film Festival starting in April, coming up in April. We've got concerts, we've got dance, we've got opera, we've got an amazing number of different art opportunities at the Peck School of the Arts. And I'm sure our listeners are saying, how do I remember all of this? Easy way, Scott, go to the UWM website and go to the Peck School of the Arts calendar, right?
Right. And you just Google Peck School of the Arts calendar and you'll find your way. It's very complete and it's listed all together or by department.
Well, we have given you an hors d'oeuvre tray of choices to sample here. And listeners, we hope that you've enjoyed the program. I certainly enjoyed meeting you, Jesse.
I enjoyed it too. Thank you.
Best of luck as you train that next core of filmmakers. And
thank
Scott,
you.
As usual, you're a busy guy with just way too many choices. You make life difficult for people who love the arts because you're producing so much, but we love it.
Well, 350 opportunities per year, so see what you can.
There you go. Scott Emmons, Dean of the Peck School of the Arts, and Jesse McLean, Associate Professor of Film and Director of the Film Graduate Program, one of the top film programs in the world, right at UWM. That's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.